It's been the most important thing for keeping property taxes low in this state that's, I think, ever been done. We had a comparative tax study that they reported to eBoard that said out of us and the six states around us, we have the second lowest property tax burden. We're lower than everybody except North Dakota. We're lower than for property taxes than, you know, Nebraska, than Wyoming, wherever. And it's because of that freeze. Now, hopefully inflation comes back down and the 3% works. If they need to opt out during a short period of inflation, maybe they have to. But I think keeping that cap in place long term is going to be our best mechanism for avoiding runaway property taxes.